With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of Romans, chapter number 12. Romans chapter 12, and I'm reading verse number 1 and verse number 2. The Word of God said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For the last several broadcasts, we have been looking at the subject dealing with the will of God. And I said to you, first of all, we must understand the will of God before we can undertake the will of God. And so we spent the time looking in the Word of God at understanding the will of God. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse number 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And that's what we're trying to do. Understand God's will in order that we might undertake God's will. In our understanding of God's will, I pointed out to you that we must first of all understand that there is the printed public will of God. By printed, I mean it's in the Word of God. By public, I mean it applies to everyone. And I pointed out to you from the Word of God that it's the will of God that every sinner be saved, every saved person be separated, every person who is saved and separated be spirit-filled, and everyone who is saved and separated and spirit-filled be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, serving the Lord in the church, in the community, and in the calling that God calls them to. So there is the printed public will of God. And then I pointed out to you from the Word of God that there is a personal will of God. God has a different place of service for each of us, and He alone can decide where our service is to be rendered and what our service is to be. And we looked at that in the study of the Word of God. Then I pointed out to you, not only there's the printed will of God, the personal will of God, but there is the progressive will of God. The Bible said here in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I am convinced the good will of God is to be saved. The acceptable will of God is to progress. As time passes on in our Christian life, we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the perfect will of God means to encompass everything that God willed for us to accomplish in our lives, not just partial accomplishment, but the completed will of God is what he means by the perfect will of God. Now then, I want to look at the second aspect of our study, and we'll not be nearly as long on this one, but we've looked at understanding the will of God. Now then, I want to look at undertaking the will of God. Let me be very plain and very personal. As you hear my voice on the radio today, am I speaking to somebody who's saying, I wish I knew the will of God. I wish I could find the will of God. I sure would like to be in God's will, but I do not know what God's will is for my life. I remember some time ago sitting down in my study and a dear man sitting across in front of my desk facing me. And he said with tears running down his cheeks, Preacher, can a man know the will of God? And I said, sure. And then he followed the first question with a second question by saying, how? Let me answer that question for you that listen by the radio today who are hungry for the will of God. Now, if you're half-hearted, you'll never find the will of God, and you'll never amount to much for God in your half-hearted condition. But friend, if you ever get serious about the will of God and you want to find it, then you can find and you can fulfill the will of God for your life. I said it on an earlier broadcast. The will of God is not some mysterious thing that God wants to hide from us, though sometimes he does keep it a secret because he wants us to search for it. And then when we find it, we'll be more convinced that it is God's will that this be true in our lives. You're there today by the radio listening, and you say, "Preacher, how can I know? What can I do? What must transpire in my life for me to undertake the will of God?" Let me say to you, there is both the Godward part of you finding the will of God, and there is the manward part. Let me deal with some areas that you need to check up on if you want to find God's will for your life. May I say to you, first of all, be sure of your salvation. You see, friend, you will never go on in the will of God and accomplish the will of God until you are sure of your salvation. As I travel across the country week after week preaching the Word of God, it's always amazing to me at the people who are very active in the operation of the church. But yet when you really get down to serious business with them, they are not sure of their salvation. I want to tell you, my friend, salvation is not a game that you play. Neither is it a work that you do. But salvation is a gift of God. And it's not some secret that you cannot know about. In fact, I spent several days on the broadcast some months ago showing you from the Word of God how that we are to know that we're saved. And I pointed out three things. Let me briefly mention them again. And I know of no greater guideline to assure you of your salvation than these three things. Number one, you can know you're saved by the Word of God. Get in the Bible, and the Word of God will either do one of two things. If you have any doubts about your salvation, it will either convict you and show you that you are lost, or it will comfort you and give you assurance by showing you that you are saved by the grace of God. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And again, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. So God's word teaches us that we can know and we should know that we're saved by the word of God. Number two, we can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, the moment you're saved, moved into your body, took up his residence, and he's there, and he will make himself known. He will witness to you that you are the Son of God. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse number 15 said, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And then verse number 16, the Bible said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. So we can know we're saved by the word of God. We can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. And we can know we're saved by a work of grace in our lives. When you're born again, you do not become sinlessly perfect as far as your flesh is concerned, but you do become a new creature, and all things pass away, and behold, all things are become new. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, the Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So my friend, if you're interested in knowing the will of God, the first step that you need to take is, number one, be sure of your salvation. Then step number two, if you want to know the will of God, there must be separation from all your sins. Now I want you to listen to me. We're a generation of Christians who make light of our sins, and some who even mock at their sins. But I want to tell you, friend, God will not hear the prayers of a person that regards iniquity in their heart. You look upon sin lightly, and you will never amount to anything in the work of God. But if you are sure you're saved, then you will separate yourself from every sin. And by the way, this probably will take more than one trip to the altar, but it will take a series of days and weeks, maybe even, before God, as you pray and ask God to show you your sins. And then every sin that the Holy Ghost points out to you, you do not deny it. You do not cover it. You confess it. Get rid of it. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, number one, be sure you're saved. Number two, be separated from all sin. And then number three, there must be saturation with the Scriptures. Friend, God's Word reveals God's will. And as we saturate ourselves in the Scriptures, then God reveals His will to us. You study the Word of God, and in the book of Colossians, chapter number 3, you have the same results of a person who is filled with the Scripture as you do a person who is filled with the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to verse number 20. Friend, you cannot separate the will of God from the Word of God. And so if you want to know God's will, you want to find it, then be sure of your salvation. Be separated from all sin and be saturated in the Word of God. The Bible said in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You will never know the will of God, much less accomplish the will of God, if you're a once a week or once a month Bible reader. You need a daily diet of the Word of God. Saturate yourself. As you go through the Word of God will go through you. And as you go through the Word of God, the God of the Word will reveal His will to you, that you might fulfill it for His glory and His honor. So in undertaking the will of God, you must be sure of your salvation. You must be separated from all sin. And you must be saturated with the Scriptures. Father, take the Word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.